Oile she'ein boisei hakoneh. Person who is bedridden. So, like we learned, he's not allowed to do a malacha deraisa for his needs, but a goy can do a malacha for him. Even if he needs food, the goy is allowed to cook for him. Since you can't cook yourself, you're stuck with that food, he needs a chicken soup. They give a goy a chicken, water, spices, whatever he needs. And he cooks the chicken on Shabbos. As a problem, Bishul Akum. Just like a meal Akum was permitted for the Chodesh Eim B'Sakana, who had in Bishul Akum, is permitted for the Chodesh Eim B'Sakana. So if a person has a bad cold and needs something cooked from on Shabbos, it's allowed to have the goy. But it's only edible on Shabbos. If it's someone that has the Isser of Bishul Akum, no, they're just heating up water, it's not a problem inside Bishul Akum. He's cooking a chicken, or whatever it may be, then it is a problem. Bishul Akum is only permitted to use it on Shabbos. And Motzei Shabbos, you cannot eat that food anymore since it was cooked by a goy. As far as the kaving, we are machmir that if a goy, a person has a cleaning lady, she cooks something as a problem, Bishul Akum, your kaving, you have to do hagogah. Over here, there's room to be lenient since it was done to Hetzer. Ask a shayla.